What is up, wrestling fans, and welcome to a special mock draft edition of the Smart Guy Moment Smack Talk podcast, where we are on camera for the first time for the mock draft, at the very least. As you could tell on the screen and stuff, Tony, Rob, and Callum here. Of course, you know who we are. If you're listening to audio only, you're losing out because you don't get to see our reactions for the first time on the mock draft. So now we can see not only hear the whole, like, God damn, why'd you have to pick that one kind of a thing, but we're also going to be able to see, like, the grimaces of when we're upset that somebody picked something. So, yeah, I am Tony Mango. Robert E. Felice.
Hey.
Gallon Wiggins.
Hello there.
And Mock Draft on the side there. We get the Elimination Chamber edition going on right here. Callum had written down everybody that has ever been in an Elimination Chamber match prior, men and women, whether it was, you know, for the Intercontinental title, the tag titles, number one contenders, World Heavyweight Championship, all the different kind of variations that they've done. We're not counting the people that have not yet been in the Royal Rumble, technically. So
the Royal Rumble. Yes.
Oh, the Elimination Chamber. God, I'm still stuck in Royal Rumble mode. You know, the people like, say, it's Tiffany Stratton's going to be in there. I mean, they even leaked it by accident. So
Becky's never been in a Royal Rumble. No,
Becky hasn't. Yeah. No, you could say. Yeah, we're definitely not picking the people in the Royal Rumble in this one. It's going to be the recurring theme on this edition. Yeah, like Becky Lynch hasn't been in an Elimination Chamber yet. And I almost said Royal Rumble again. And, you know, technically we could have waited to do that, but you know, this is the blank week that we have before we have to get into the actual pay-per-view predictions and stuff. So they are being pushed off to the side right now. We're not going to just preemptively pick people that we think are going to be in it and stuff, even though it's kind of obvious who most of the people are. So this layout is something that we haven't ever done, but if you are watching this on YouTube, then you can see that we're trying something a little bit different here. This is the best that we could get this so far. In the future, we're going to try to tweak things and get things a little bit better looking or whatever. But we kind of figured that this might be the best layout for you. And if you like it a lot, let us know. We'll keep this going forward. If you think that we need to tweak it some more, give us some suggestions. We'll try to figure something out. I'm working with my limited knowledge of OBS and Photoshop and, you know, all that kind of stuff here, and only two screens. So, maybe in the future, if I get a third monitor, it'll be different. But I think we've got a good enough layout here. And of course, we're going to pick one by one. We're going to pick actually 36 people each. One thing we didn't establish ahead of time, we should probably establish it now, I guess. Do you guys think we should do the thing that we've done before where we need to make sure that we have enough on the women's side that you are limited to the amount of picks that you can do? You can pick it at any moment. So you could pick, like, if you really want your women's match to be the best women's match possible, you could pick all of your women's options and then just you can't pick anymore once you've picked six. Or do you think that we should do the whole, like, if you don't end up picking six, then you don't have one of those matches? How do you think we should go about doing this?
Well, we're kind of in a bit of a unfortunate scenario with the women in that, let's say, I believe in total there are 23 women that have been in Elimination Chamber matches so far, which means that if we were all to pick six women, there'd be five left, and five into three doesn't go if you want to create another women's match on the show. So it's kind of, yes, we could get six each and have an Elimination Chamber match, but then realistically, one person would stop, and then the other two would pick the remaining women to make sure they could have matches for it. So it just depends on, I'd just say, let's just go for it and see what feels natural. If you only end up with five women, then you're not doing a women's Elimination Chamber match. If you just pick for it and see what you decide to do as a result of it, because I think that there's a good possibility that depending on how the draft goes, I probably won't. Unless I get eight women, I'm not doing a women's Elimination Chamber. So if the cards fall as they do and I don't get eight women, then I'm going to just do a couple of women's matches instead.
So you're thinking about booking this more as you're going to have an Elimination Chamber match on the card, possibly two Elimination Chamber matches.
I'm booking it as an Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, yeah.
And then like other matches for filler.
But yeah, I'm not just putting all these people into different elimination chamber matches. Not in my mind, anyway. Of course, you could do that if you want
to.
Is
that what you're doing, Tony?
I didn't think ahead of time about all this. What I did was I wrote down some people that I definitely wanted to try to pick, and did like my S tier, A tier, B tier, and then my do not pick these people. Like, you know, you can see on your screen, Chris Benoit on the, I don't think anybody's going to pick him, side, but you know, still could.
We'd highlighted him in red because we're going with, because it evened out, because I believe that in total there's been about, I can't remember the exact number, but it was 100 and something people. In order to make it even and get 36 picks each, we'd have to cut someone out, and we decided, yeah, maybe the murderer shouldn't be the one that we end up picking. I mean, if you want to and leave someone else out, then you're more than welcome to, but I will be staying away from Chris Benoit in this draft.
I'm going to be picking him.
Yeah. Boy, a lot of pressure on me. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to take him and not Tucker, then you're fine. Then you're more than welcome to do so. But
let's talk about that real quick, because that was the name that stood out to me too. Tucker has been in an elimination chamber. Why?
Tucker is not a guy that I would be like, oh yeah, of course everybody can name Tucker's been in one. But yeah, the tag team thing.
That was right before the pandemic. I only remember that because they played the match in full on one of the first pandemic SmackDowns.
When they were like looking for content to just kind of fill time, and well, we can only record a couple matches here, so let's sort of air the entire Royal Rumble from 1998 or something.
I've actually gone further than our typical like A tier, S tier, all that other stuff. I've just because there's less people in this draft than we typically do sometimes, I've laid out my entire draft order.
Really?
So in advance, I've decided what order I'm picking people in, and it's not going to change.
Oh, you're like almost randomizing yourself a little bit.
Yes, like, essentially, depending on what you guys pick, that obviously that person will go off my order, but my order is staying the same.
That's going to be interesting. That's definitely a different way of doing it. I've never tried that before.
You got to mix it up sometimes.
When we're done with this, even if it's just for us, I want to see you share your screen and just see how you laid this out.
I will say, I put this together before all of the details of the Vincent Mann thing came out.
I wonder if Brock Lesnar's high up
on that. How high is Brock Lesnar on that list?
Well, I'm sure we'll find out. I'm sure we'll find out soon.
Look, a quick glance, and I'm not going to do this, obviously, but we're very close to being able to just do a your canceled Elimination Chamber match, which might be a lot of fun. If you choose to go that route.
Depending on the different people that you want to pick and what order. I mean, if you look at this list, there's either you're canceled or I don't want them. And then there's, you know, there's obviously tons of really great people that are on here. You know, you've got your massive top picks. You've got people like, we kind of singled out Tucker there as being like, I don't think Tucker's going to go in the first round. Realistically speaking, it seems like a nice dude.
I don't think Tucker's going to go. But like,
well, we can pick everybody. That's one thing. Yeah. If we get 36 picks each, we know we're going to pick everybody on here. And, you know, maybe not necessarily book them on the card, but that's it's going to be a difficult one in more ways than one. Because I didn't even think ahead of time, and I really should have. I didn't even think ahead of time about the idea of, like, how am I going to want to book this card? And now I'm immediately going like, oh shit, I probably should have thought of that. do I really want to have like all Elimination Chamber matches? That doesn't make any sense. If I do, then what am I going to do with whatever? So,
listen, I bring one element into these drafts and you're stealing it right now. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm stealing your gimmick. I'm going to. Yeah. So one thing we do have to do is I need to switch us over to this. It's a little bit wonky on the screen right now. I'm not going to move it. I was going to do the screen share differently. But I guess I should. Look, I'll give you the thing that everybody wants. All right, so the list randomizer to figure out the order of how we are going to pick, and that is Callum, Tony, Rob. Fuck, I hate being in the middle.
Woohoo!
So,
all right, how soon is Brock Lesnar going, baby? Like,
all right, so then it was Callum, Tony, Rob. So I have to then switch us over a little bit here. Why am I doing the Indiana Jones theme? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are you doing? Like,
that'll just be that's Callum's theme. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, Callum, Tony, Rob. Fuck, that's gonna screw me over on this whole thing. I blame all my bad fantasy booking ideas on that pick. All right, so then as we go along here and everything, you know, we are gonna be picking our people and stuff. Let us know your reactions to these. Let us know, of course, as I said before, if you like that we are doing this as the webcam setup but differently. If you kind of liked it better when you could just see the screen on board, I don't know, whatever it might be. So drop your thoughts in the comments below. Make sure that you are also doing, I should put that up on the screen right now. We are not out on the hot tags. Where is that other one? There you go. It's Marketplace. You got the join button. You got the Patreon. All that stuff is the same there. Darkcast tier, pick your poison tier, so on and so forth. You got the like button. Doesn't cost you a dime. You got the subscribe button. Doesn't cost you a dime either. Ring that little notification bell for next week. Because at, you know, 5 a.m. or whatever is when the pay-per-view starts. I don't know when we're going to go live for the pay-per-view, but the post-show, of course, will be immediately following. And then, of course, keep in mind as well, the little thanks button that's on there, Redbubble and TeePublic for the merchandise shops, the Discord over at discord.gg/a bunch of other things that you can find. I'm not going to read them all out. You go to the sidebar of smartcutmoment.com. You can find that there. And we'll come back around to that again. How do I switch my monitor back to us? There we go. We are back to us on screen for Callum's first pick here. Who are you going to pick?
Go ahead.
Shawn Michaels.
Really? Fuck.
All right. Well, that I knew he was going first for one of us.
Because I don't get to pick Shawn Michaels that often.
That's role, true, so. Yeah.
I thought, why not? Yeah. Why don't pick myself Shawn Michaels?
There goes one of my S tiers. So, Shawn Michaels. Oh, wow, I think it's Shawn McCallies. Yeah. There we go. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn McCallies.
Shawn McCallies.
Shawn McCallies.
Yeah. Let me get rid of Shawn Michaels on the draft board itself. All right, that switches over to me. Now I got to fucking rethink that. All right.
Oh, God, I wonder who's going next.
Huh. I wonder if I'm going to go with my second favorite of all time.
Jeez.
And go with The Undertaker. I like how that popped up as Tony. Like, I'm going to pick me.
All right, well, you're not getting to put them together in any way. I'm picking Triple H.
Let me get Triple H off of here.
My plans, I would say.
And then it's snake style, so I get to pick again.
That's true.
And I am picking the good picks. I'll just go with my instinct. I'm picking Edge.
I was like, I don't know why he hasn't picked Edge yet.
Because I actually looked at the board and went, oh, wait, there's a lot of names here.
Let's see. Let me keep this on my screen going, go back to my S tier options that we had here. A couple different people I could go with, but I hate that I don't have the double option. So I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley.
At the record show, I don't know if Tony's ever picked a woman first in any of these mock drafts. We might have to go back and see.
We picked a second.
Second on here.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant first of the three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kurt Angle.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Well, I was surprised with the first one. I'm surprised one of you two didn't take him in retaliation.
he was coming, but yeah. Yeah.
And I'll follow up with my first woman to pick with Sasha Banks.
Yeah, you get to see Rob's reaction. This is what this is for.
Okay.
All right. I will go with another one of my S tiers. Thankfully, there are still some available for that. I will go. There's quite a bit of options on my S tier left for me to go with. I'll go with the obvious thing. Roman Reigns.
All right, I guess I got to pick a woman. I did not expect you guys to start picking women.
I guess I got to pick one of those women.
Bianca Belair.
Damn. Yeah. She was the other one I was thinking about picking instead of Rhea.
Fuck it, I'll double up. Bailey.
Bailey was, where was Bailey on my list? Bailey was my... Not high enough. She's my second tier on there. Bailey's gone. Bianca is gone. We're back around to me. I will go... I forgot to get Bianca off this list. I almost was like, I'll go with Bianca Belair. Because I got three different lists going on right now. I feel like I kind of have to pick another woman here to make sure I get a decent lineup.
They never put Ronda in a chamber. That's a, some of these names that haven't been in a chamber yet are surprising to me.
I'll go Asuka.
Damn it.
Also, there's one caveat to my rule, which is I need to get women on my team. So I might skip ahead to get some women.
I'll say this. I'm probably going to pick six women and then can stop picking. So you'll have the options of having people around.
Even still, I wanted to make sure I get the good ones.
Yeah, you gotta get some good women too.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you're not gonna run out and be like, crap, I only ended up with four. Nah, you know?
Nah. Well, I'll devote from my list order just briefly to get the next woman on the list, which is Shayna Baszler.
Shit.
Come on, bro. Like,
ugh. And then the moment we've all been waiting for, Brock Lesnar's coming on to my
team. Getting ready to type it out already. Brock Lesnar.
I hear Chumba Wumba in the background for some reason.
Tub thumbing?
I'll let you think about that. I'll let you stew on that for 5 seconds until it hits you.
All right, I got it. It's like,
does
I'm like,
Chumba Wumba have any other songs?
they do have one that I quite a bit. It's like do you suffer from long term memory loss? I don't remember. It's fucking catchy as all. Okay, let's get rid of Brock Lesnar on that list. Brock Lesnar was actually part of my S tier because I did this a couple weeks ago too.
Yeah.
All right, I got two of the main.
The phrase yada yada problematic for reasons.
Yeah, that's true. This one should not be problematic. My fifth pick is going to be another person from my S tier. I'm going to go with John Cena.
Breaking news, John Cena is now problematic.
We knew that he was a problem with that Wile E. Coyote movie. That's why they didn't release it.
Back around to me. All right, let's just start having some fun here. Give me Samoa Joe.
Damn.
Give me CM Punk.
I mean, Punk I wasn't as much going to be picking in the next round, but Joe was like basically my next pick. Joe out of there. CM Punk out of there. Okay. That comes back around to me. Fortunately, I can't pick Samoa Joe. Because some asshole took us. I still do have some S tier guys that are in the mix, though, thankfully. We're going to go with a bit of a steal here. Daniel Bryan.
I knew that was the next name. That Shayna Baszler grab. Yeah,
get you back for that one.
That was the next one down on my list.
I figured.
Oh my
god, I'm actually gonna get Daniel Bryan.
Oh, you're not.
Just gonna keep doing the Cena one. That's better than Indiana Jones.
I meant to have to pull the yada yada alarm again and pick Chris Jericho.
less yada yada, but still yada yada. Like
more maga maga.
Very maga maga.
AJ Styles.
Oh,
I thought you were picking Umaga.
No.
I was getting ready to type Umaga. I thought you said Umaga Maga. I'm like, oh, no, I don't know. Like,
he said Maga for Jericho.
I thought you said Umaga. I'm like, oh, they picked Umaga. That's a pretty good pick.
Umaga is a good
pick. No, because in our country, we pronounce it Umanga.
Oh, that's right. Umanga. Well, when we come back around, maybe I should pick Umaga. now that I'm like, where did I put Umaga? Let's see. Yeah, now you get to see that's what I do sometimes when I'm trying to think. Man, some really good options still for quite a bit here. I will go Randy Orton.
Fuck! That was the next word out of my mouth. I was like, okay, if I can get through this. I didn't get Randy, guys. That's a shame. That's where we are.
Instead, the next word out of your mouth was fuck!
All right. I hate
fuck
you.
Fuck out of nowhere.
If you can get through this, you can get through it. 10 points if you know what that's from.
That is the Survivor Series 2009 theme song.
Not what I was thinking. The NXT song.
It is also the NXT song for when they got rid of people. Okay. Gotta just quickly take Jericho off the list. And let's go Rollins and Ambrose.
That's a good duo pick there. Yeah, you could tell a story in there. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose. I mean, as tempted as I am to pick up that Ruby Riott pick.
I'll be nice.
She won't be the last one to go.
No, she's not coming to be. She's definitely not going to be the last one to go. I'll grab another one for the men's side because the majority of my card's going to be men's matches, obviously. So let's go with Batista.
Batista.
I'm not usually picking Batista on a lot of things.
No, because that's supposed to go to me. I'm supposed to get all the discretion, people.
Okay, I'm going to fast forward to the next women's pick. Mickey James.
No.
Oh, damn. She was the only other S-tier one I had on the women's. I'm going to wait next round and I'll do it. Shit.
I was going to say, if I get through this, I will get Mickey James. Like... No, that's not happening.
Damn it to hell.
And Sami Zayn.
All right.
It's a really good pick.
It's a design pick.
All right. Well, now I'm feeling foolish for not picking up Mickey James there. So I will pick another one for the women's division. I need to make sure. Oh, wait, do I have three or do I have? I have two so far. Okay, so I need to definitely start picking some more. Let's go Mandy Rose.
Mandy.
Fine by me.
Give me Goldberg.
Goldberg.
And give me Sheamus.
Doesn't work the same. Sheamus, not on my S tier, but on my A tier. For that.
Could be a very unique card, because right now I'm picking up some names and I'm trying to figure out how they all go in the chamber. Well, not all of them, but at least six of them.
Did not anticipate I would be picking this person this early. Nia Jax.
It's not like most picks. has Nia Jax won you over a little bit with her recent?
She has been better the past couple of months, and like her character and everything too. Back over to Callum.
Cesaro.
Oh. It was who I said Sheamus instead of him, but I was going to get him next. But that's okay.
And Kevin Owens.
Of course.
Damn. He's another S tier one that I was hoping to pick up in this next bit.
Is it wrong that as soon as he said Zayn, I was just like, alright, I'm gonna let him get Kevin Owens because they just need to be together.
Yeah, you don't need to stop being such a pushover, Rob.
They need to be together.
I inevitably feel all the time, I don't know if you guys do, but I go, like, not going to use the name, but I'll be like, I'm going to pick person X. No, I'm going to pick person Y, because if I don't pick person Y, then that's going to get picked in the next round. And then it always ends up happening where it's going to be like, I psych myself out, I pick person X anyway, then somebody picks X person Y. So there's like a few, there's five people left on my, wait, one, two, three, four, there's six people left on my S tier. One of them I already don't have on my S tier anymore for the idea, but beyond like the people that I've picked, I don't need that person. But I'm like, I know if I pick one of the three I have in the, like, this one section of my brain, they're going to go next or the next two. There's no way I'm getting out of my next two picks getting two of these five people. So I'll say it if you, when you end up picking at least one of them, Rob, because it's going to end up biting me in the ass. But I'm going to hope against hope that that's not going to happen and at least secure one of them. I will go Drew McIntyre.
Well, I'm going to go with Christian and Cody Rhodes. Which one of those two?
Cody Rhodes is one of them.
Okay.
That goes one already, so... Christian, Cody Rhodes. It'll take it
coming up very soon for me.
And then let's get these people off the list. Christian, Cody Rhodes, and Drew McIntyre. She goes back around to me then, and then I can get another one of them, thankfully. Rey Mysterio.
Boo. Oh, that was the next one I was going to pick.
Boo, I hate you. Boo. Boo.
Well, that means then that I'll go to the next person down, which is Rob Van Dam.
Come on, bro. Like,
and follow that up with Jey Uso.
You know, I was really hoping
Jey Uso.
It was hard because Tony has the single pick, but I was hoping he'd get some bloodline action going.
I honestly didn't even think about it.
You weren't thinking about it.
No, I totally forgot about Jimmy and Jey being on this. You picked Jimmy or Jey Uso and Rob Van Dam. That's right.
Yeah.
I
picked the good Uso.
Isn't that funny how that's like?
How'd that happen?
There was a short time frame where Jimmy was the one that was like, "Well, if anybody's going to do anything, it's going to be Jimmy because he's going to get the singles push with the, you know, the mixed match challenge and that kind of shit." Let's see. It sounds like I'm like a, you know, in pain or something. I guess I'll pick somebody who gives me some versatility to the rest of my card, not necessarily going to be in the match itself, like the one Elimination Chamber match that's here, but oh, you know what? No. Ooh.
Someone I'm surprised you haven't picked yet.
There is a couple people that you would think I would have grabbed already. That's tough. Shit, man, if I had the two pick, I could totally just set something
it's
up here
fun,
but no yeah. I hate being in the middle. I hate being the monkey in the middle. I'll go Santino Marella.
What?
I don't know. That wasn't anywhere what I was thinking I was going. And I just decided at the last second to pick Santino. That is the stupidest pick. I have so many. I have three more people on my S tier, and I picked Santino, who's in my C tier.
What? Like,
I don't know. I panicked. Technically, I could put him in there as Santino. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
You could.
I just botched this whole thing by picking a C tier person instead.
I should start picking some women, so I'm going to forego some of my desired men picks to pick up.
Oh, sorry, you only have two.
Morgan and Natalia. Gotta go with the boat.
Tugboat, boat.
Tugger the tugboat, or are we... Natalia's out of here. Liv Morgan is out of here. All right, I'm back to picking people that I really should have been picking. We're going to go Kane.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yada yada, a little bit.
What was that?
Like, I don't fucking know. I panicked at the last second.
the performance anxiety was coming.
Hey, maybe it throws everybody off. Maybe nobody's going to pick, you know.
It's a more maga-maga problematic there for that one.
Yeah.
sad, but yes.
I'm going to go... I feel like I need to take the next women's pick. I'm a little bit worried about who I'm going to miss out on because of that. But,
you're going to pick Piper?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take Piper Niven, yeah.
Let him get to it.
we know Piper's going in there if he's not following the sheet in a way that gets stolen.
She was the next one down. She was actually only 2 further down from the people that I've got, so she was going to come pretty soon. I just thought there might be a chance that one of you two take Piper to just fill out the women's division a bit.
I thought about it.
Yeah. But then I'll take... gotta be honest. Next one down, Jimmy Uso.
Not bad, though. I mean, you got your tag team.
Put them next to each other. We're going to do a tag team elimination chamber. Why the fuck not? I've got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I could just do WrestleMania again.
Yeah.
that's what I'm expecting at this point.
I will pick up Bobby Lashley.
One of my
two remaining S tier options.
I will take Jeff Hardy. Because we live in a fantasy world, they can do whatever I want them to do. We don't have to live in the modern 2024 Jeff Hardy world. Okay. And there are still some good picks. And you know what? You screwed me out of the Undertaker. Undertaker and Kane was going to be like a guaranteed twofer for me, but you screwed me out of that. I'm going to take Bray Wyatt because I need some spooky on my card.
A little spookiness over there with Bray Wyatt. Back over to me again.
It's a small thing, I guess, but I don't like that there are three individuals on this draft board that are already passed. The Elimination Chamber is less than 20 years old of an idea. Four people. I forgot about Mabel.
So there is somebody that I have in my S tier that I am not going to be picking because I couldn't get one of two other people that without having one of those two, I feel like there's not as much of a point in me picking up that person. So I'll come back around to that person when somebody picks them and go, that was the one I was holding off on. So in the meantime, I'm going to have to dip into my A tier and I will go. Booker T. Doesn't even sound anything like him.
But what a tour. I've really grown to enjoy Bad Bunny.
Johnny Gargano.
Damn.
And now I'm saying Umanga.
Umanga. There you go.
I really, like, there was a world here where I thought Tony was going to get a sick bloodline with Umaga and the Usos and Roman, but he just wasn't even looking at it.
Nah, I wasn't. And I'm going to switch Umaga back to that, so it's not just Umanga on the thing.
Umanga.
Yeah, if I would have, like, put more thought into actually, like, what do I want to try to book ahead of time, I almost always just go pure, like, ranking system of names, and then, like, I'll figure it out later.
I never think about the booking before I start picking.
Whereas I think that, Rob, you tend to do that, right? You'll be like, I'm going to try to get the Undisputed Era, and
you
then
he does any do preparation before any draft.
But when you're picking here, like, you probably looked and said...
I try to have a match idea in mind. Callum has completely fucked that up for me. so that's not really happening too much right now.
These ones. Yeah. I always have to have some sort of gimmick coming into these ones. Last time it was guessing which one of you two was going to pick something first and then preemptively doing it. And now I've just created a line of people that I'm just picking down.
But when you're picking, Rob, you tend to go like, you pick Joe and Punk.
Okay.
Like, in your mind, you're like, oh, they're kind of a pair a little bit.
Ambrose and Rollins.
Ambrose and Rollins. Sheamus and Goldberg. A little bit, like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I did kind of... I had an idea, that I will say, no, that doesn't mean I'm picking Hardcore Holly. Take it easy. that I was going to do like a Goldberg, Joe, Cesaro, maybe even Lesnar, like a lot of big brutes in a chamber and leave the other guys to their own devices. But you guys have fucked that all. Here we are.
All right. So I will go with another one of my A tier guys. I'll go Damian Priest.
We live in a world where Finn Balor is the third guy picked from the Judgment Day. And I just think that that's crazy. You know, like, for example, I know I said his name. I'm not picking him right now. I'm going to go ahead and take two more women. I'm going to pick Bliss and I'm going to pick Naomi.
That I was thinking about picking up. They're both in my A tier.
Charlotte hasn't been in the chamber either. What is happening with these women here?
Yeah, I guess like
Charlotte's always the champion. She's such
that's true.
Yeah. Or injured.
Yeah, one of the
All right, it's time for me to pick another woman because I only have four right now. So I will go with Raquel Rodriguez.
Yes, back again.
let's go. I need to dip into the next women's one as well. I'll fast forward to the next woman, which is Nikki Cross.
What does that mean?
I can tell.
We know each other now. This is
right. Yeah. There was no way that he was going to pick. Tamina over Nikki Cross.
We spent too much time together. I think that's
a wait. Here. Now let me see. Are you without telling me? Are you picking a woman or are you picking a man for this next?
I'm going back to the order. So I'm going back.
All right. So you. I'm gonna guess you're going to pick. It's one of these three. I'm leaning towards Finn Balor, but the two other ones that it could be are. You might be wanting to try to pick up Kofi Kingston, or you might be wanting to pick up Bronson Reed. But I'm thinking you're picking Finn Balor.
I'm going to guess you're taking Tyson Kidd.
Kofi Kingston.
Kofi. There we go. Kofi stood out to me as a guy that I was going to try to pick up pretty soon.
Honestly, I was kind of hoping that one of you two would have picked another member of the New Day by now, because I would have taken Kofi regardless.
If I would have had the option to pick two different types of people, I would have picked like Big E and Kofi and, you know, kind of done something like that. But I figured the moment that I took one person on a team, I'm going to end up regretting it, like the Santino pick that I randomly have. Oh, the fuck I was thinking with that one. Yeah. All right. Who do I have on here? We still haven't gotten to that pick, by the way, that I was like, that one got kind of ruined from what I was kind of hoping to do. So it's weird to still have an S tier person in the mix. I guess I will then. I'll pick Finn Balor then. I could always put them in a tag team match.
There are still some decent picks.
There's a lot of good picks in this, though.
Especially when you keep in mind you're not picking them the way that they are now. So, like, you could pick, you know, like MVP. MVP's a solid pick, and you're not picking only manager MVP, you know?
Okay, I'm going to pick my first tag team. Would anybody like to guess?
Lince Dorado and Test.
How did you know? Test Dorado. Test Dorado. John Morrison and The Miz.
Obviously. That's one for The Miz. It would have taken years for me to get to him on my list. So that
I kept thinking that I could wait a little bit to get The Miz because that wouldn't be high up on yours.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose.
I'm happy to lose him.
John Morrison, The Miz, out of the mix. There goes two more of people that I was planning on picking pretty soon. I need to spread out my card a little bit more with certain people. Let's go Big E.
Oh, you're all going to do that.
Now, is that with or without the Langston?
He always has the Langston somewhere hovering around him.
Okay, well, let's go Xavier Woods.
I figured that would be...
I had them all next to each other.
So yeah. But I was like, well, I mean, I could pick Woods. I would love to have Woods. I think he's underrated and stuff, but I was like, I could do more with Big E overall.
I love Wood.
Don't we all?
I love E. like,
I love Lamp.
Yeah. So Xavier Woods is pick number one. Who?
And then I'll fast forward to the next women's pick and take Sonya Deville.
Just got married yesterday, the day before.
They should have had better women in these trades. Look, no offense to who's left, but the fact that some of their heavy hitters just weren't in chambers is crazy to me.
Yeah. You figured only two of the four horsewomen? That's kind of crazy. So Sonya and Xavier, which so
I've
opens...
Got six, I've got six women now.
I still have five, I think. Wait, let me double check. We got Rhea, Asuka, Mandy, Raquel.
Well, I've got enough, man. You need six.
Yeah. Just do that, or do I wait? I'm going to wait to pick the sixth woman for at least one more round. And let's go with maybe more on the men's side. Let's go. Man, wow. I forgot that Matt Riddle was still on this. He would have gone probably by now if this was like 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Yeah. He would have been picked, but he would have been on Cal.
A lot changes in 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. Big differences. I mostly have people that are on my do not bother to pick this person list. They're going to be at the end of this.
Well, you're going to have to
bother
at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I'll pick them towards the end, but in the meantime, I think I'll pick up Braun Strowman.
Braun.
Apologies for the sounds, everybody, if you can hear that in the background. We got a protest going on and sirens.
So. I can't pick Scott Steiner, so that is unfortunate timing. Because I would love to. I'm going to pick...
Everybody just type Fernando.
We're almost there, and at least Carlito's on the board too, so we can do something with that. But
there are two names that I'm surprised. There are three names I'm surprised you haven't picked yet.
I might be picking two of those names right now. Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode.
Ziggler was one of them, but Robert Roode was not the other one I was thinking. Robert Roode, Dolph Ziggler. Okay, back to me. Let's go with Carmella.
Oh, that's
A-B-U-L-O-U-A.
That's my sixth pick for that, so I don't need to worry about that anymore.
Let's go. Wade Barrett.
Okay, so that was almost one of my picks right in that last round.
Not the other one I was thinking.
Barrett. And Tyson Kidd.
Another one I was considering picking in the last round.
Also not another one I was thinking that you were going to be grabbing.
I think I know what the one is, yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I think I know what it is as well. But.
Well, there's two that I'm surprised he hasn't picked with the people that we have left over. And I'm going to pick one of them right now. Bronson Reed.
Yeah, I like big Bronson Reed. I think he should be in the chamber in Australia. They're in Australia. He should.
If he doesn't win that qualifying, I'll be surprised. So there still is one more person that you haven't picked that I thought that you would have grabbed by now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to pick him. And I think I know who you're thinking of, but I don't know if I'm going to get to him. I'm going to just take Ruby Riott.
That was my next pick.
And
Tara Logan.
I'm gonna take Peyton Royce.
I'm surprised about that. I thought you were gonna go with having all three of the
Liv Morgan is beyond the Riot Squad at this point.
Yeah, but I thought you probably would have.
Is an icon unto her own self.
you running one of those Stan accounts? She's an icon unto her own self.
I'm trying to get brownie points with them, okay?
Okay, so I will go Montez Ford.
Ah, yeah. Damn.
Oh, that's
a
nice pick as well, yeah.
Wait, is Doc's not?
He's not on here because Montez was was in the singles thing, and it was
title one. Wow.
The Big Show.
Wow, I thought I'd be able to get him.
He was actually an A tier option for me that I just keep pushing aside. There's still one more A tier and one more S tier for me.
Not that I want to sit on the Big Show.
It was better the other way around.
Big Show and what's the other one?
MVP.
Wow. Most valuable pick.
All the way down in 28th or whatever it is. I don't know.
Okay, back around to me. That, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and pick the guy that I've been saying for a long time. I'm surprised nobody's picking. Kevin Nash. That was the one.
I knew that was the one. I didn't know if I'd get to him.
That was the one that I was like, if I can get Triple H or Shawn Michaels, I will definitely be prioritizing him as like really high up there because there's more of a story to tell there. But even though I have got nothing in mind of what I'm going to use him for, I'll still pick him up because I'm going to pick him way more than
you're going to end up doing
Victor.
You're going to end up doing big man.
Big man buffet. Kind of.
The big man chamba.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna take Finlay.
Oh, that was my next pick as well.
He loves to fight.
He does love to fight. I'm gonna take Test.
He loves to test.
He failed.
Yeah, I'm sure he feels. God, who do I pick with this now? Did I do my sixth women? Yeah, okay, I did. Carmella was the last one for that.
See, there's only three women left on the entire draft board now.
Yeah, so. Billy Kay, Sarah Logan, and Tamina.
I think I'm done fast forwarding to the women now. So.
Yeah, now it's like you just leftovers picks and stuff. But then again, there are still some good people on the men's. So,
that's the point. It's like I'll just pick the men now, and I'll just wait to see if I do come across if the women are still left by the time I get to there.
Let's go with one of the options that I always tend to pick: Baron Corbin.
Yeah, I was getting around to him.
The latest member of the Judgment Day to be picked, R-Truth.
Ah, damn.
And Kalisto.
Really hope that R-Truth has something good going on for Mania this year.
He's going to win the tag title with Miz.
I don't know. I'm not still entirely convinced on that.
I mean, nothing would make me happier than, you know, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate winning them, but we'll see.
So let me just see who I got on here. I'll go... yada yada, JBL.
Yeah, it's one of the better picks at this point.
He's very low down.
On my second to bottom tier.
That's that.
Does everybody have like an absolute, like the lowest pick in mind?
Well, yeah, it's who's over the bottom of my list is.
No, I mean, like, do you have, like, did you specifically, like, start that off and go, like, oh, that person is whatever? Because there's one person that I, like, there's a couple people that are around the same range for me, but there's one person that I'm like, yeah, I'm only going to pick this person if it's the last one.
I put them all in, like, a in like different categories still, so they're all still like ranked from like A to F, and I had like just a bunch of F people and I just ranked them individually, and then I was pretty confident which one was going to be at the bottom.
You know, I'm just going to say this because I'm not going to pick him, but I want to speak through this thought process. If he would just shut his mouth and never have been ever on social media, Ryback would have been gone by now. Like,
yeah, true.
You know, like I have Goldberg, I have Joe. Like, I can tap into the 2013 Ryback, but no, he's such an asshole and an idiot on social. So I just want to get that out there. Fuck. Carlito and Chris Masters.
And whatever time frame you're thinking of right now.
Masterpiece. Yeah. Both from the same single Elimination Chamber. Appearance for both of them.
Carlito and Chris Masters off the board. Which then
finished runner-up and second runner-up in that elimination. Yeah, as well. That's how crazy that 2006 was. That's a.
I'll go Ted DiBiase Jr. Yada yada problematic.
Is he problematic?
He's in jail, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he's even more problematic than some of the other people that are on here. He like, what did he scam? Like a church or
scammers.
Something? Like, yeah,
religious
it was like
scammers.
Okay,
it's all wrestling. Taking... It's all a work, brother. Hey, all a work, brother.
In my mind, all religion's a scam. So I don't really see what he did wrong. Sin Cara.
Damn.
Ah, you got Darren. The bad one.
Mr. Go's killing it on AEW right now.
Yeah, he is.
Who's he killing?
And Matt Sydal in his last match, actually. So, Darren Young.
Also Darren Young killing it in New Japan.
Not going to be somebody higher up on my list. I'm going to
call him Fred Rosser.
I'm going to swap us over a little bit here, do a little bit of condensing so we can zoom in a little bit better as well.
See all the failures we have left.
Yeah. Let's see, move these people around. It is my pick. I do have a person in mind of who I am going to pick. Oh, I don't want to erase.
Why you're convinced of it? Rob, where do you think this went wrong for you in this draft so far?
Where do I think? Like, are you asking me where one of my picks, where it went wrong? Or yeah, where did I just throw my hands up and say, fuck it?
I'm just curious, like when did you realize it was all going horribly wrong?
Right around the time that Tony said the words Randy Orton.
Okay. I'm just going to race Chris Benoit off of there. I don't think anybody's going to actually be grabbing him in the meantime.
I mean, listen, again.
It'll come down to it.
It's like what I just said about Ryback. If I need to, I can tap into that 2013 version.
All right, so now we're in
the team. Ben version of Ben Moore was pretty dead as well at that point.
Yeah, the 2013.
You know what I mean.
All right, that's a little bit zoomed in more for everybody, and now that means I get my next pick. Yeah, that is my next pick. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So who did I pick last? Ted DiBiase Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember why. Oh, okay, now I remember why I picked that, because I picked JBL prior to that. So I'll go with Mark Henry. Mock Henra instead of Mock Draft.
You hold on to the weirdest. You hold on to the weirdest things mentally, like.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, that's Tony Atlas. That's how he pronounced Mark Henry. Was Mock Henra, so it was just Mock Henra.
So by my calculation, there are 3 Royal Rumble winners left. The 3 fucking Royal Rumble. Fuck you. Fuck this. It's awful that you did this.
Oh, it's so good.
There are 3 Elimination Chamber winners still on this list.
Yes, there are.
You going to pick 2 of them next, Rob?
I've counted 2. One of them wouldn't be so bad. He's just annoying. I'm going to take Primo and Epico. I called them that. That's what the fuck they are.
So Fernando. I don't remember which one was which. Fernando and
Diego.
Diego.
Yeah, where's the bull, Tony?
Which one was which?
Nobody fucking knows.
I kind of think Diego was Primo and Fernando was Epico.
Sure.
I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they don't.
Yeah, they probably don't fucking have any idea. Are we going to get them come back too? And it's going to be like every single person is in the LWO or Legado del
Fantasma. They're the only people that Triple H can sign. So
it's true. Yeah. He gives them a couple of free t-shirts.
I and have that's changed their names on the draft board because we're not calling them Diego and Fernando ever.
Who do I got left that I can grab on here? I guess let's just go Austin Theory.
I was wondering when that was going to go.
That's a very Tony pick. That motherfucker beat John Cena less than 12 months ago. What is this?
Yeah, that's true.
Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, Darren Young. Do some primetime players thing.
Oh, yeah, because that's what Callum's totally doing.
No, totally.
I might do primetime players. Who knows? Grand Metalik.
Yeah, you bitch.
That's who you're teaming up with.
I've got Titus O'Neil. Or a team. Oh, Titus O'Neil, yeah.
Well, at least he's going to be better off walking into the Elimination Chamber than the Royal Rumble that we keep calling it.
Yeah. Imagine if you slid into the Elimination Chamber.
Right, yeah. Just right into Steel Grate. Yeah. Let's go, Otis.
Come in.
Tucker.
Connor and Victor, the Ascension.
Victor was my lowest pick.
What? Why? Forgot.
I never gave a shit about Victor.
Oh, but you gave a shit about Connor?
Slightly, slightly like more of a shit.
He looked like a rat. That's
yeah. Funny. He ate cheese, you know.
What the fuck? Like, again, you hold on to the weirdest shit.
Well, they made that a multi-time gimmick for him. Like, they had that going in NXT, and then they had that with Del Rio, and then they had whatever. Like, they really liked. I mean, they, meaning Vince, really was like, guy looks like a rat. I know, it'll be fucking hilarious.
There are. How many former world champions are still on this list?
One.
Two.
There's at least two former world champions and like five or six that have challenged for the world championship on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, most of those were in the Elimination Chamber, though, really, so.
Oh, God, who do I pick between these couple of different people here?
That one.
What, I'm no, hovering over?
Yeah, I just want you hovering over when I said that.
Yeah, you know who you want to pick. I know who you want to pick.
Ryback.
Oh, you took Ryback?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with Mabel.
Nah.
The big guy.
Maybe I can do some other variation of the Big Man Buffet.
Wake it up. It's Peter Duff.
Lindsay Dorado.
Callum is going to do the most epic Cruiserweight Championship Elimination Chamber.
The thing that definitely sucks in advance about this, when we get to like what our cards are, I'm looking at Callum's list. I'm like, oh, he's got enough people for a really good singles Elimination Chamber. He's got good enough people for the women's Elimination. Oh, he's got enough people for tag team. Fuck. Like, you know.
Yeah, Callum has as per usual.
I just put a random list together and it's working out in my favor. I've just been following a list of people. I have not deviated except for choosing the women.
So you got one more pick, Callum?
Yeah, Jack Swagger.
Thought about picking up Swagger in this last. Yeah, let's go. Should I go Matt Riddle?
You went Ryback.
I'll spoil. He's going to go soon for me if you want to.
Actively employed. You went with Ryback, so.
Yeah, I'll go Matt Riddle. Yeah. Yada yada. At least he's admitting it. He said some interview today or whatever. He was like, oh, I just keep like banging porn stars and booked, making a mess of myself or something. Like,
he's going to be in Kazuchika Okada's final match in New Japan.
Hmm. You see, like, yada yada problematic, yes, but he's getting work. Mike Knox and Billy Kay.
good job you did pick Billy Cake, so she was going to come up pretty much next for me in my next round, so I was just going to take her away from Peyton Royce.
I'll go Hardcore Holly.
Yeah, of course
that was my next
pick. I got an idea about what you can do with your card.
You can give him
the belt. He goes in the chamber, and then he beats everyone.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it, Tony? You can do it.
I might. That's kind of tempting.
Elias and Tamina.
Bro, I was going to take Tamina. Like,
you should have done it then. You had plenty of time beforehand to do it.
Just because I have Otis, I'll go up Tucker.
Oh, that's good. He was my last one. He was the last person on my list.
And I will take Big Daddy V and the Great Khali. I am so sorry, Valhalla.
Big Daddy V, Great Khali in there.
So I think I assume I know which one you're taking because you're not going to take another woman's pick. So.
Vladimir Kozlov. Yeah. Then Sarah Logan.
She's fine because that means I have 8 women, so I can actually do another match as well.
Yeah, you could always do that. You got the option of putting her as like a mixed tag thing or something. You could always do a valet thing. She could be Valhalla accompanying. Who do you got on here? I have no idea who she would accompany.
You can kind of
Wade Barrett, so some sort of like Viking King thing.
I was thinking of Piper as like. Kind of like the Braveheart face paint and the Viking stuff.
Big Show. But he's Big Viking.
Yeah, 2-0-3 got down to the 5-2. I was happier to get Sarah Logan than Kozlov, but...
Hey, that man pinned The Undertaker clean. I'm surprised Tony didn't take Kozlov since he took...
The Great Khali also pinned The Undertaker clean.
I never liked Kozlov.
Well, you have Santino. That's a tag team for you.
Yeah, but I hated that tag team.
Get like over it. You picked Santino.
I still don't know why I just panicked and picked Santino when I did.
It is quite crazy that the final two men's picks have pinned The Undertaker clean.
Yeah, true.
Carly and Kozlov, just like,
and then the third to last was one that put him out of commission and
broke his eye.
You know, yeah, messed him up pretty bad. That's our group. If you think about it, like, there are still lots of really good people on everybody's side. So,
yeah,
like, as much as it is, like, it's kind of an oddball that you've got, like, Sarah Logan last, or like that, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with Tucker. unless I do a tag team title match or something, like, I don't know if he's going to even be on the card, but, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But the
I put normal people on my card. I'm booking them, even Sarah Logan.
I usually end up trying to book everybody on the card. Rob's the one that's like, I decided not to put Goldberg in there.
I just put him in a backstage segment where they're jerking off in the corner.
Look, that worked out swimmingly for me at a time before Dominic had personality. You see, I had the foresight.
Now I'm curious to see what ends up happening with those, but obviously if you are curious to see what happens with this, then you have to stay tuned, because we will reconvene at another future episode for this, and we'll probably do the video on screen stuff again in some fashion, because like the side of this that's the card, we might like show it off in that kind of way and get our webcam stuff in there. I don't know. That's coming later on this week, most likely, maybe even next week, depending on our schedules. But we do, of course, have our usual fantasy booking stuff that follows this. So the matchmaker element of this will be coming up. We might end up doing a dark cast in the meantime. Before that, it might end up being the next episode. I don't really know. It might be pre or post hot tags. You'll figure it out when we figure it out and we have it uploaded up on there and stuff. So make sure that you are subscribed to us. Make sure you have your email alerts set up. Make sure that you are on that dark cast here for the eventual dark cast that we do, which right now the current game plan is something that Callum had pitched of what if Cody Rhodes had won the title last year, what would have happened? You know, would we have been in a position where he's like, who's winning the Royal Rumble to fight him for Mania this year? Did he drop it ahead of time? What's going on with Roman? All the other elements go along with that. It's probably what our main event for the, not a main event, our dark cast is going to be. this is the main event for this week, at least part one. And hot tags coming up later on this week too. But keep in mind that we also want to know not only what your thoughts are for our picks and what we could do with the cards, if you have anything in mind. If somebody's like, I really hope that somebody books, like who got, who ended up getting Umaga, was it Calum? Yeah, like, oh man, like Umaga and Cesaro would be a hell of a match or something. I don't know. Drop those there, but also let us know about this layout. Why would I keep wanting to say layup? Why do I have like basketball in my mind? This layout of what we've got going on here. If you think we should tweak stuff, let us know what it is instead of just like, it's not good. And then I'll be like, well, why? Fucker, you know? Like, so we'll put a pin in this for now. And then, of course, keep everything else in mind that we usually always say to everybody, you know, do the whole spiel with joining the Discord and following the link tree that you can see at amangotree.com, anthonymango.com, same deal, all redirects to the same website. So you got your SmartCout Moment links. Most of them are at SmartCout Moment. You also have fanboysanonymous.com, all those links that are over there, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Patreon, so on and so forth for that. And then all the other link tree elements that you see on there, just, you know, follow those accounts too and stuff, and make sure that you're not only just following what I got going on, but you're also following Robin Callum.
Yep, you can follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. You can check out everything I've got going on at Fightful.com. Check out Fightful Select. Sean Ross Sapp has a ton of exclusive interviews with the likes of Rhea Ripley, Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, Julius Creed. A lot of fun stuff going on up there. And yeah, check out what Callum has going on as well.
Yep, you can follow me on Twitter at WigMeister14. You can check out the power rankings every single Saturday on smartcatmoment.com, where I'm ranking the WWE superstars based on their previous week's performances. And while you're there, you can also head on over to the Fantasy League, also at WWEFantasyLeague.com, to see how our teams are performing, who's picking up points, and how close things are getting. Because last time I checked, and I'm the one that's keeping scores on these things, that there's only about a 30-point difference between me and Tony heading into Elimination Chamber. The other side of it is a little bit further away. There's about a 400-point difference between Rob and Tony. So
what's going to happen?
You're saying there's a chance.
What's going to happen is one of my guys is just going to beat everybody. I'm gonna look and see who I have right now, actually. And that person's just going to beat everybody. Yeah.
Gonna win like 100 matches in one night and catch you up.
Yeah, you don't have faith in Seth Rollins, who's injured.
Who injured Al Dandy?
Who are you? Who are you to doubt Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, who for some reason are still on my team?
And I believe I still have a swap I could do or something, right?
Oh yeah, you could swap someone at any point now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a look at that later on and see if there's somebody before Raw or whatever. But
I mean, you can really tell when a lot of these picks were made. I have Zoe Stark, who's kind of faltered in nothing. Bayley won a Royal Rumble. Huh? That's promising.
Well, like, yeah, but you picked it after she won the Royal Rumble, so you didn't get the points.
Oh, fuck me. Okay. All right. Like, I got Charlotte and Can't Touch injured. Rollins injured. Tiffany was not the star of NXT. I thought she'd be. And Solo just stands there now, so, you know, fucked. Like,
all right, well, that is going to do us in, of course, for this. We want to thank you for tuning in, all your support, hitting that like button, donating, whatever it might be, and we will see you next time with part two of our mock draft-esque switchover double feature kind of, I don't know what we call that stuff, but that's what we got going on, everybody. So adios for now. This has been another Smark Out moment, and we are being counted out.